This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side again. This is Bob Romanek, your worst nightmare, and that's okay. Hey, niggers out there, kiss my white, hairy, stinky, wrinkled ass. Got a article from Antonio French, one of the biggest, greasiest niggers in St. Louis. Used to be an alderman, piece of crap. Used to come to the radio stations begging for money. But that's what not proud black people, always keep them out of the equation. That's what niggers do. But he filed a article, and he owns this piece of rag news. They call it a newspaper. Talking about me, that Bob Romanek's a no good racist, a no good son of a bitch. Language, Romanek's language has been so vile that I had to confirm to our readers. Yes, that was the exact quote. It was said on the radio, and it didn't end there. Does anybody know seriously what we can give the niggers, said Romanek? What can we do for the niggers? And I will say that back then, and I will say that yesterday, I will say that today, and I will say that forever. What can the proud white and proud black community give to these niggers that we already haven't given? All they want is what we have. We work, proud white and proud black, for what we have, and these niggers want to take it away? They just want it. They're not going to work for it. They're going to be violent. They're going to be nasty. They're going to kill, rape, rob, steal. And see, the niggers don't want to hear that. They don't hear that from Bob Romanek, and you won't hear it anywhere else on any radio station. And I tell you, if I have to kiss their ass, I don't want to be on the radio. But what I really like, he says, the FCC was slow to rule on whether they deem Romanek's words as obscene, indecent, or profane. No, they're none of the above. None of the above, but it's amazing. It's amazing how these rotten bastard niggers are pissed at Bob Romanek. It says, and frankly, it's an affront to the African-American communities on both sides of the river that Romanek's been allowed to spew his hateful attacks for as long as he has. They're not hateful attacks. They're the truth. They're the truth. See, the niggers don't want a white boy who's going to get on the air and tell the truth. The niggers don't want a white boy who's going to wake up the white community. The niggers don't want a white boy who are going to tell white people, you don't have to be ashamed to be white. You don't have to be ashamed to be born white. And I hope I've instilled that in you proud white people. We bust their ass. We do all this crap. And then the niggers, want to take from us. They want to tell us how bad we are. And then this Antonio French, this piece of total racist crap. Of course, he's playing his nigger crowd. That's what they do. They always play their nigger crowd. But let Bob Romanek start WAR Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, keeping the white community informed as to what's going on. Oh, no, I'm a racist. You don't want to wake up the white people. The niggers say, no, Romanek's waking up the white people. We don't want to know that. We don't want to know that. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable that these no good, no count niggers are getting away with what they're getting away with. Not the proud blacks, as always, keep them out of the equation. The proud blacks understand and thank me for separating them. The niggers get pissed and they don't like me. But see, I don't like the niggers, so it doesn't make any difference. But you'll never, ever, ever get another white guy on the radio who'll say what I say. And you people know it. and they're talking about, oh, it's time for Romantic to go. Get rid of his radio, get rid of the radio stations that he works for. And I got to say to you, Antonio French, and the rest of you niggers, not the proud black. Again, always keep those good people out of the equation, the hardworking, proud black people. There are many other radio stations around in the St. Louis market, Antonio French. And if you think they can keep me from talking, if you think they can keep me from exposing you niggers for what you are, you violent, racist, no-count, good-for-nothing niggers for what you are, you got another thing coming. There's a lot of radio stations. Radio stations have already contacted me about coming on the air with them. Can't keep me off the air. This is America, you nigger bastards. Wouldn't be for America. All you son of a bitches would be sent back wherever the hell you come from. And I don't know where it was from, Detroit or Boston or Africa. I don't give a damn. See, I'm not here. I'm too old to try to make a friend. I'm here to make a difference. No friends. Don't want to make any friends. I want to make a positive difference. And I think the last years on the radio, I've made a positive difference because there's a lot of white people come up to me every day all over. They call me from every state in the union thanking me for what I do. And I say, no, it's don't thank me. I'm just a messenger. Don't support me. I'm one of you. I'm just a messenger. But you proud white and proud black people, you better wake up. You better wake up. And I hope I've kicked your ass out of bed and made you understand that this situation's not going to get any better. And he's got me quoted here, I don't know what the hell we can do for the niggers. And I say that every day. Have a nigger call me. What else can we do? Free this, free that, free everything. And it's free to you, but it cost us the hardworking proud whites and the hardworking proud blacks. It cost us every day. I say, you bums, get out on the street and clean the streets. Get out and do something for the money we give you to live. But no, I can't do that. That's racist. But Antonio French, what a piece of crap. He has this newspaper that he makes money off of. He doesn't give any money back. He can talk all the crap he wants. But they all want to talk what they're going to do, what they're going to do for the black community. But see, they do nothing. They do nothing. These nigger politicians do nothing for the proud black community. They take and take and take. They use the racist situation to get what they want. Yeah, the blacks this, and we want this for the blacks. No, they don't want it for the blacks. They want it for the niggers. They want it for themselves. If they wanted it for the proud black community wouldn't be in the position they're in right now. They wouldn't be starving to death. And they want to blame the white guy. It's always, always, always the white guy. Think about it, people. It's always the white son of a bitch. It's the white son of a bitch that made this country great with the help of some proud black people, I grant you. Now, the niggers didn't help. They weren't fighting any of the wars. They were too busy. They were too tired. They had to sleep all day during the day so they could go out and rape and rob and kill and steal, carjack, sell dope. And don't forget to leave the white element out, the crackers and the hunkies and no good white son of a bitches that do the same thing. It just ain't all about black. It's black and white pieces of crap. But when a nigger tells me, a nigger, a total nigger like Antonio French, Antonio, give back to your community. Give back to your community. Don't continue to take and take and take. Give back to your community. You give nothing back but lip service. You put the money in your pocket from this newspaper. You put the money in your pocket when you were a alderman. You come begging me for money every week over at the radio station, and if you say any difference, you're a damn liar. He got pissed. Well, can you put some? I said, I'm not putting anything in for you, Antonio French, because you're a racist nigger. He didn't like me from day one because I called him out for what he was. But for all these niggers, hey, Romantic, we're going to get him off the air. Not going to get me anywhere. You may give me a little stumbling block. You may slow me down, but I'll be damned, you're not going to stop me. This is America, you nigger bastards. I can speak free all I want. You niggers get on there and speak free every day on the black stations. You have your nigger newspapers that's nothing but racist propaganda talking about the whites do this, the whites do that. You white people ought to pick up the St. Louis American or this Northsider. It's nothing but nigger, 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 you hear me, nigger propaganda. And they talk about how bad the white people are, and even some of the decent blacks. I can see why they start hating the white people, because they get all this propaganda from these niggers. You get all the propaganda from these niggers. And the niggers, they're not for you proud black people. And you know the niggers aren't for any white people. They hate white people. They hate white people for what we've done, what we've accomplished. You won't hear that anywhere else because, well, they'll be off the air. No, I'm not going to be off the air. It may not be at this station, but I've had enough radio stations contact me and ask me if I'd be interested. See, you people, you understand that there's a movement. There's a movement. No violence. Never, 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 never advocate violence. But there's a movement for white people to be given the respect that they deserve. White people don't get any respect anymore. It's always white privilege, white this, white supremacy. I'm tired of that crap. I'm tired of you niggers. I'm tired of you white liberals talking about white privilege. And these are the bastards that talk white privilege and then at night go home to their gated communities, their million-dollar houses. I say, you no good white liberal bastards that think it's white privilege and white supremacy, move to North St. Louis. Put up businesses in North St. Louis. Quit talking the crap. Quit walking the walk. All you do is talk crap. The white liberals, and they're a bigger part of the problem, are as big as part of the problem as the niggers. They want to get the niggers riled up, and then they go home again to their gated communities. And you people know that. Stacey Newman, Lyda Cruz, and all of them, they live in protected areas, but they'll talk how bad white people are and white supremacy, white privilege. And they're the ones that experience white privilege today and every day. They don't want you saying that. They don't want anybody on the radio or TV or in the newspaper saying it because then they'll come after you. They'll come after you because nobody's going to expose these niggers. Well, niggers, niggers, niggers. You've been exposed. I think white people are just about tired of your crap. Now, I don't advocate violence, but I think at some point in time, the white community is going to stand tall and say, enough's enough. We started our name, National Association for Majority what? Majority Equality. All we want as white people is equal treatment. We don't want any better treatment. We're not the NAACP, National Association for the Advancement, you hear me, of colored people. We don't want to advance. We just want equal treatment. We want the opportunity to work hard and get what we've earned and deserve. And we wish that, and I wish that on every proud black person and every nigger. But a nigger, if he got what he earned and deserved, every one of their asses would be in jail. And they say, oh, there's so many blacks, more blacks going to jail, the disparity between blacks and whites. Every Midwest city imprisons Africans American more than five times the rate of whites. Well, that's because the niggers are the bigger criminals. That's because the niggers won't work. And the niggers have to survive. They and their families have to survive. So what are they going to do? You know what the hell they're going to do. They're going to go out and rape, rob, steal, kill, carjack, sell dope. You know what the hell they're going to do. So when they say African Americans are five times more to be arrested, well, they're probably 10 times more doing the crime. It's just lucky that half of them get arrested and the other half keep doing the crimes. They stay out on the street. So I don't want to hear that crap. You can read about it in the newspaper and you can say, oh, that's not good. Well, if there's 10 people and six of them are niggers and six of them kill people and the four whites remaining don't do anything wrong and the six niggers go to jail, you know what they'll say? Oh, there's 10 people. Six people in jail and they're all niggers. Well, they're all killers. They're all criminals. That's why they're in jail, not because of the color of their skin. If the sumbitches go out and get a job, they wouldn't have to rape, rob, or steal. But it's always amazing. The largest ratio between black and white unemployment in 2017. I see help wanted all over the state of Missouri, the state of Illinois. And it says the ratio between black-white unemployment. Well, if a nigger don't want to get up, if a nigger don't want to comb his hair, brush his teeth, pull his pants up to his waist, and go out and apply for a job after they get a decent education, of course there's going to be more black unemployment. That's why there's more black unemployment. You don't have a guy with a master's degree, a black guy going to place and, oh, I'm not hiring you because you're black. No. The proud black people, the intelligent, proud black people that want to do good by themselves, their country, their family, they can get a job and they can have a great life. But they talk about the difference between black and white unemployment. Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard? Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard? It says in Illinois, they suspend more black students at a rate five times the rate of white students. Well, again, If there's five white students, five black students, and the five black students sell dope, carjack, and get arrested, when you look at that statistic, they're right. 10 people, five white and five black, and the five blacks are the only ones in jail? Well, the five blacks are the only son of a bitch. I'm sorry, not the blacks. I apologize to the proud black community. I always want to keep them separated from the niggers. The niggers are the one raping, robbing, stealing, killing, selling dope, carjacking. That's why they're in jail. They don't want to tell you the whole story. They just want to give you the little bit of the crap. They want to give you the little bit of the crap. And it's always, always, always because of the white guy. It says that the blacks, we should be investing in more public education. Hell, we put billions of dollars in public education, and these nigger communities, not the proud blacks, the nigger communities graduate people, and I taught students in their sophomore and freshman year at college when I was a law enforcement instructor. Half of them couldn't read and write. Come out of school district 187, Cahokia, come out of school district 189, East St. Louis, run by black people, and it's a white guy's fault? No, you niggers are the ones destroying the proud black community. It's not the whites. We're not coming down there to the East St. Louis. We're not coming down below the hill. We're not coming to North St. Louis and creating the violence and the mayhem and all the destruction. It's you niggers. And the proud blacks know that. But it's always, let's give them better education, raising wages for all workers, advertising and addressing labor market discrimination, adopting paid family leave and low-cost child care. Hell, all that crap's been going on forever. But see, it's not enough, never enough for the niggers. You give them more, they want more. We'll give them a little bit more, then they want more. Then, well, just one more time, we'll give them a little bit more, then they want more. These bastards are going to want and want and want for the rest of their lives. They're going to want and want and want until we say, hey, it's time. It's time that you step up to the plate. It's time that you and your families partake in this great society, the opportunities that this great society prevails for us. It's time that you send your children to school, teach them right and wrong, get them a good education so they can get a job. All this crap didn't happen overnight, and it's not going to change overnight. It's going to be a two-decade cycle. We're going to have to do this and bear through this for 10, 15, 20 years. But if we do it properly, the blacks and whites will come together. There'll be less unemployment, there'll be more prosperity, less crime. But see, the niggers don't give a damn, because the whites, the white politicians, they want to keep the niggers on the political plantation. You know what they say all the time? Hey, you don't have to work. Just make sure you come out and vote. Make sure you come out and vote. We're going to give you this and give you that. So there's enough shame and blame in that game to go around. It's just not the niggers. It's the no-count, low-life, good-for-nothing white people. And there's a lot of those bastards out there, too. They want to keep you niggers on the plantation, on the political plantation. And they've kept you niggers on the political plantation, and you want to stay. You talk about, we hated slavery. No, you don't hate slavery. You love slavery because you enslave yourself with these politicians. You know you don't have to work. You know they're going to give you everything. It's unbelievable, people. It's unbelievable that we let this crap go. We let this crap go today and every day. We sit back as a proud white community, and even some in the proud black community. And what do we say? Well, let's let it go. You know, maybe it'll get better. Let the doctor tell you that you've got cancer, that you've got brain cancer, stomach cancer, and you walk out and say, well, I've got cancer. We're going to let it go. You're only going to let it go so long. And then what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen. It's going to kill you. And if we don't stop this nigger crap, if we don't stop this violence in this great country, it's going to kill all of us. I watched on TV last night. Trump had his rally in Minnesota. 20, 25,000 people rallying. There was no problem. There was no problem on the inside. And on the outside, you didn't see the John Birchers. You didn't see the neo-Nazis, the white guys. You didn't see the Ku Klux Klan. You didn't see any of those white groups creating a problem. But you see in the streets, beating up cars, tearing things down, burning hats, Black Lives Matter. They had Antifa out there in their mask. And one of the bitches, oh, I'm not afraid, this nigger bitch, but she had a mask on. The hell, she wasn't afraid. But you got Antifa. You've got Black Lives Matter. You got these black groups because Trump wants to come to town in this great United States, wants to come to Minnesota and have a rally, and there's got to be violence in the street. That's for third world countries. That's not for the United States of America. But it happens. You would think this was over in Hong Kong or Lithuania or Baghdad. I mean, there's so much violence. You see these niggers laying in the street, Black Lives Matter. You see the Antifa people. Why wouldn't they let Trump have their say and go about their business? Then Antifa and Black Lives Matter, then they could have a rally next week, a counter rally. But no, they want to come out. They want to say, hey, we don't want Trump there. They want to say, we don't want Trump to be able to speak to his supporters. This is America, people. And we're letting it go down. We're destroying ourselves. Whoever said that we don't have to worry about the enemy killing us, we'll kill ourselves from within. That's what's happening. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the dark side. Go ahead, Steve. Well, apparently he's not there. You people understand. Do you people understand what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to be melodramatic. And I'm not a racist. I'm a realist, and I'm telling you the truth. And all you people, whether you like me or not, whether you like what I'm saying, you know it's the truth. These niggers have been given every opportunity. Remember affirmative action? When a white guy trying to get a job in the state police in Illinois got a 92 and a nigger got a 32 and a nigger was put up above the white guy, you don't call that discrimination? Everybody knew it. Nobody would say it. Finally, white people got tired and said, hey, this is affirmative action. How racist is that? How racist is that? No, go to school, get a good education, pass the test and get an 80 or 90. Don't flunk out of school. Don't be a bum and take a test and get a 30. And because you're a nigger, you're going to get put ahead of a white guy. Everybody remembers affirmative action. It's the worst thing that could ever happen to this country. How racist? How racist was that? Oh, no, you got a 30, but you're black. So you're over the guy that got a 90 who was white. That crap was no good then, and it's no good now. But it continues to go on. We continue to try to placate the niggers, not the proud blacks, but the niggers. And hear me, Antonio French, hear me, all you niggers all throughout this country that listen. I'm a proud white man. I'm tired of this crap, and I think the whole white community is tired of this crap, and we're not going to take it anymore. Now, you better sit your ass down. This is not a threat. This is a promise. You better sit your ass down. I don't believe in violence, but you people can only push. You niggers can only push the proud white and proud black so far. And at some point in time, it's going to rear its ugly head, and there's going to be problems. Again, last night, had to have a Trump rally in Minnesota, in the great United States of America. They couldn't just have the rally and go home. No, you had to have the nigger group Antifa, those racist bastards. You had to have Black Lives Matter, that nigger group, those racist bastards. You had to have all these other nigger groups, and there was some stupid white people involved too. They're out there yelling and screaming, throwing rocks, throwing bottles at police officers. Man, when I was an officer back in the late 70s, early 80s, throw a rock or a brick at one of us. And after you left the dentist's office and after you left the hospital and we booked you in, you'd know next time not to do that. And again, I don't ever advocate violence, but I'll tell you what, if somebody comes after me, I guarantee you I'm going to come back after them. Those poor policemen had to sit there and take that crap. Now, if they would have rushed out in the crowd and beat the hell out of two or three of the son of a bitches that were throwing rocks and bottles that could have hurt somebody, I guarantee you there wouldn't be the action in the street. But see, they want to tape this. They want to tape it when it's bad for the police officers. They don't tape the whole incident, as I've told you time and time and time again. They don't ever tape the whole incident. They wait until it's bad, the 2 minutes out of the 20-minute confrontation that's bad or looks bad for the police officers, but you didn't see the other 18 minutes of what the hell was going on. I hope you people understand me. I hope you understand what I'm trying to do. They say I'm a shock jock. I'm not a shock jock. I'm a provocateur. I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. I'm going to tell you people the way it is. And if you don't like it, don't listen. And if you don't like it and do listen, you better understand what I'm saying. You better research for yourself, and you'll find out that I'm totally right. Everything I say is totally right. You guys say it at the restaurants. I say it every day. You say it at the restaurants, the bar, the coffee shops, every place else. You need to stand up. And after you stand up, you need to speak up. Because if you don't stand up and speak up, they're going to destroy all of us. They're going to destroy the proud white community. They're going to destroy the proud black community. And we sit there and take it day after day after day. And the niggers say, hey, get Romantic off the air. He says, nigger. All the black radio stations in St. Louis and all throughout the country say nigger. And they use it in a negative term. They use it with violence. Let's kill that effing nigger. Let's do this. Never have I advocated any violence to the black community or any community. But they don't like me because, see, I'm exposing them for what they are. I'm making white people think. I'm making white people think. And if white people start thinking and white people start understanding what the hell's going on, I think it's going to be different. I think it's going to be different. The black community are great people. The niggers aren't. Let's distinguish between the two. Let's do what we have to do to stop this crap. Let's always remember, never, never, never be ashamed that you were born white. And never, never, never let these niggers make you feel that way. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice. You hear me, and especially you niggers, voice of freedom. And I'm a white boy, a proud white boy, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Dark side. Now, I don't know. You people may take it. Bob Romantic's not going to take it anymore. I'm going to be fair and equal and treat people equal, black or white. But don't come to me with your crap, whatever color. Again, I'm not here to make a friend. I'm here to make a difference. And I'll be damned. I'm never, never have in the past and never will in the future let a nigger make me feel bad because I was what? Born white? I don't want them to feel bad because they were born black. And in the newspapers, all these nigger newspapers, and this is the Miami Herald, this Leonard Pitts, what a black nigger racist. But he says here that, but if the issues are relatively clear cut, the larger one is forgiveness, especially since it sometimes seems that black people, not coincidentally the most religious faithful group in America, that's bull crap, are forgiving to a fault. Yes, all black people are forgiving to a fault. That's why they hate white people. And he says here, and so forgiveness, you understand, is not the problem. But one way forgiveness is, because who forgives black people? Black people forgive all the time. White people don't. What racist crap, what racist propaganda is that? But we take that crap, people, and we let them run with it. We never say anything. We let them run with it. Hey, let's get over and let's start talking on a white guy for a change. John Shimkus, what a piece of crap. The Republican congressman from Collinsville. He's not running for re-election because he thinks maybe he won't get elected. But you remember Shimkus, don't you? He was involved in that Page situation, that little boy Page situation. Not that he participated, but he was one of the monitors, did a piss-poor job. But they tell me that he doesn't think he can get elected, so he's not running. But do you remember this no-good piece of crap? When he first got elected, I'm going to run for 5 2-year term. I believe it was 5 2-year terms. And then I won't run anymore. You've got my word. After his fifth term, what did the no good lousy lying bastard do? Oh, I have to run. I have to run because my constituents tell me that I have to run. No, it got too good. He was making too much money. I don't give a damn who tells you to do anything. When you give your word, John Shimkus, when you give your word, you keep your word, no matter what the hell it is. But did U.S. Representative John Shimkus, Republican from Collinsville, did he keep his word? Hell no, he didn't. And people say, I thought you were a Republican. I'm not a Republican. I'm a libertarian. I think the government should only be there when we need them. They shouldn't interfere with us. I love this great country, but some of our politicians are destroying it. But Shimkus says he's not going to run, and he says, pull my name off the I support Donald Trump list. Well, let me tell you what, Shimkus. I don't know why you think you're so important at pulling your name off the I'm for Donald Trump list will hurt Donald Trump. Will hurt Donald Trump. You asswipe, double-dealing, double-talking, no-good son of a bitch who gave your word. Shimkus, you gave your word that you would not run, that you would not run again after five terms. And what did you do? You ran anyway. And I like in the article, I'm a very loyal person, he says. Loyalty is very important to me. But apparently your word's not. And he says, I think President Trump is a populist who wants to put America. Now listen, people, this is Shimkus, asswipe Shimkus, saying, I think President Trump is a populist who wants to put America first to the detriment of our allies. Well, let me tell you what, I believe in President Trump. I think President Trump is right who wants to put America first. Put America first and foremost. No, Obama, the rest of these asswipe politicians, they want to kiss everybody's ass. They want everybody to walk on us. See, Trump's not going to have that crap. Trump is draining the swamp. He's draining the swamp, both Democrats and Republicans. And they're pissed off at him. But for Shimkus to say that he thinks President Trump is a populist who wants to put America first, I salute you. I salute you, President Trump, because you're the first president in a long time. The first president in a long time that wants to put America first. But here's Shimkus, front page top fold in today's newspaper. Shimkus pulls support for Trump after Syrian decision. Well, you know what, Shimkus? Take your 4, 5, 10, 20 votes and shove them up your ass. You wonder, and you can go to the FCC and you can make a complaint and you can do whatever you got to do to Bob Romanek, because, see, you're going to knock me down, and I've been knocked down time after time, but I've never been knocked out. And until you knock me out, until I can't breathe again, I'm going to speak my piece. And I hope every one of you, whether you like me or not, I hope every one of you speak your piece. I don't care if it's for me or against me. If it's against me, you speak your piece, and then I'll defend myself. I'll speak my piece, and you defend yourself. That's what we do in this great United States of America. We don't stop people from talking. That's the worst thing we can do. That's the start of socialism, then communism, where we lose all of our freedoms. So let's never, people, remember that. Let's never let this happen. But for Shimkus to say, pull my name off of the I support Donald Trump list. So you ass wipe Republican, you ass wipe son of a bitch who's taken all the Republicans' money, who's taken the National Republicans Party money in these fights for Congress, and you had a few heavy fights for Congress. Now you're saying, pull my name off, I support Donald Trump list. Then who are you gonna support, you ass white bastard? You good people in his district, think about it. Who's he gonna support? He gonna support Biden? He gonna support Sanders? He gonna support Warren? He's gonna support a Democrat over a incumbent Republican president? That shows you what a no good ass white bastard not only he is, but a lot of these political people. All they give a damn about, all they care about is them. But think about it, people that know Shimkus, and you can let him know that I bad rapped him. Pull my name off of the I support Trump list. And I want to know, Shimkus, and I'll call your office, of course you won't respond. Who are you going to support? If you're not going to support Donald Trump, you're going to support a Democrat? The Republicans may run one or two idiots in the primary, but that'll just be for no good reason, but to try to upset Trump, to try to embarrass Trump. But for you, John Shimkus, pull my name off the I support Donald Trump list. You didn't want your name pulled off the list 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, did you? When they were giving you millions of dollars so you could win your representative district. You didn't say pull your name off any list then, did you? No, you were kissing ass. Put my name on the list. Put my name on the list. I don't give a damn what happens. Put my name on the list. Because see, my future's at stake. I don't give a damn, he says, about anybody else's future. I give a damn about John Shimkus's future. Now, the bastard's not running. And another reason he's not running, I think he thinks he probably can't get elected, but he's got his pension secured. He's going to come out and have $150,000, $170,000 a year in pension that we, the hardworking taxpayers, are paying for him and all the rest of these asswipe, do-nothing, good-for-nothing bastards. But they're going to sit there and he's going to act like he's a big shot. Act like he's a big shot and pull his support for Trump. Here is an election year. Here he is taken from the Republicans all these years. And he's going to say, pull my name off the I support Donald Trump list. Well, why don't you give back all the money the Republicans gave you the last 10, 12, 14 years, Shimkus? You'd be a little bit, not a whole lot better, but a little bit better of a man for doing that. No, you're not going to do that. You're going to keep whatever money. You're going to support candidates down the road. But isn't it amazing, people, how hypocritical these no-good son of a bitches are? They're going to sit there and talk their talk. And now, you know, he's going to say, pull my name off the Trump list. I bet you he wouldn't have said that if he thought he could win another election another 2 years after he promised his constituents only 5 2-year terms. What a lousy lying son of a bitch. Oh, I had to run because my constituents. If your constituents told you to put your wife out there on the street for everybody to have sex, would you have done that because that's what your constituents wanted? I don't think so, Shimkus. No, it's pick and choose for these rotten bastards. It's pick and choose. But think about it, for all you Republicans and Democrats, it's a little lesson in morality. It's a little lesson in how loyal that this no-good-ass white bastard says, oh, I'm loyal to my people. No, you're not loyal, Shimkus. You're a one-way hypocritical bastard. Everybody knows that, and I don't give a damn. You don't have to like me. You can call. You can complain. You can do whatever you do. But when the ass white bastard says, I'm a very loyal person, loyalty is very important to me. Well, you weren't loyal to Trump. You weren't loyal to the Republicans after the Republicans have been loyal to you and funneled millions and millions of dollars to you all these years. I don't understand it, Shimkus. And I don't think the good people of your district understand it either. I think it is about time for you to get out because I think Trump was right. I think you're part of the problem. I think you're part of the swamp. And there's not just Democrats in the swamp. There's a lot of Republicans right along with you in the swamp. And I think John Shimkus is one of them. I think you smell Shimkus. I think when you talk about loyalty, what a hypocrite you are. And for you to chastise President Trump when you say, I think President Trump is a populist who wants to put America first, and you think that's wrong, Shimkus? What an asswipe piece of incompetent crap, hypocritical crap you are. And you good people know it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom.
Welcome back to the dark side. Hey, I've had a good day today because I'm going to get up out of this chair in 5 minutes and I'm going to feel good about myself because I spoke the truth, because I took up for the proud white race, not taking anything away from the proud black race, but taking away and exposing the niggers, the crackers, and the hunkies. And I feel good. And if nobody likes it, kiss my white, hairy, stinky, wrinkled, red, white, and blue old ass, because I love this country. I love what it stands for. I love the opportunity, you hear me? That it gives everybody. If you don't take that opportunity, black or white, that's on you, not on this great country. We'll take one last call. Go ahead, Rick. You're on the dark side.
Bob, proud white man here.
Thank you.
Just wanted to tell you, I agree with what Rick was saying about Shimkus. I'm very disappointed, you know, in this crap about being loyal. He just contradicted himself. If you were loyal to the Republican Party, you'd be loyal to our president.
That's true, Rick. That is true. You know, I don't know where you live. Maybe you live in his district, but he promised he was only going to run for 5 2-year terms, and then he was out because he didn't want to be a career politician. But then he says, oh, no, my people want me to run. So he backed off on his word, and that's bullcrap. He backed off on his word because it got too good for him in Congress, don't you think?
Yeah, and I was a little disappointed when he went, away from what he said he was going to do, but for the most part, you know, he always supported the Second Amendment, which is near and dear to me, and agree with most of his policies, and I kept voting for him.
Right.
But this map he spun out the other day, yeah, I am in his district. I'm in Marion County.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Rick, isn't it amazing that he says, take my name off the I support Donald Trump list? He took money from the Republicans for 20 years. He didn't want his name off the list then, did he? Did the hypocritical, no good son of a bitch.
No. And that, you know, once he said, take me off the support Trump list, I said, well, you can say that because you're not running again.
Yeah. He's a...
Like you always say, it's a shame these guys' true colors eventually come out.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, Rick, you have a good time. We're on the run. We're running out of time. Have a good time down there in Marion. Tell everybody, and got a great listening audience down there. Tell everybody, thanks for listening. Keep up the faith, and keep saying that you're a proud white man, and never, never be ashamed of it, Rick.
Great show, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you very much. There's our good friends down in Marion County. We reach all over this great United States. I don't know for how much longer, but I'll be somewhere, people. You can bet on that. They can knock me down, but they're not going to knock me out. Again, I'm going to feel good when I leave here today because I've told the truth. Maybe it was unfiltered. Maybe it wasn't the way you wanted to hear it, but it was the truth, and you people know it. Everybody says, tell me the truth. Most people say it, but most people don't believe it. Most people don't want the truth, because a lot of times the truth hurts. But if you tell somebody the truth, they can take their downfalls or the negativity, and they can expand on it, and they can make it better. If you lie to them and say, oh boy, that hair looks good, and it looks like crap, like it just got put through a blender, they're never going to be able to improve on themselves. So if you're a friend, you tell your friends the truth. It may hurt a little bit, but at the end of the day, it'll help him, her, and everybody else out. As always, it's Friday. Everybody, friend and foe, I want everybody to have a safe, enjoyable, prosperous weekend. So we can come back and not fight, but we can come back and disagree on Monday. So have a good weekend. And as always, let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks. I say punks living underneath a rock, greasy punks that we call politicians. Elections are coming up. Listen to what I say. Listen to what other people say. Research, and you'll find out what I tell you is the truth. You may not like to hear it, but it is the truth. And you only get the truth here. Nobody else on these other radio stations will give you the truth. They all have to be politically correct. And aren't you tired of political correctness? So let's unite. Let's expose these ass white bastards. And as always, repeat after me. As always, at the end of the day, let's destroy them. Let's destroy these rotten bastards before they destroy us, our families, and future generations in this great country. Never, never, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis. We'll